Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out, procrastination, putting it off, kicking the can down the road. In, plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out, carpet in the bathroom. Like, why? In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
And now, two pigeons bemoaning the fact you can choose the TV you want with DirecTV.
So now they can pick out their favorite entertainment when they sign up and save money?
You mean if you like sports,
you can get a sports pack.
What about entertainment?
Entertainment pack.
It's like finding an old pizza with your favorite toppings. Which for me would be pineapple and toenails.
Pineapple?
Pay for the TV you want, not the TV you don't. Genre pack starting at $34.99 a month. Visit DirectTV.com for more information. New residential customers only. Local channels vary by market. Services renew monthly unless you cancel online. Credit card required. Restrictions apply.
That's where we're at.
It's a good song, though.
It is a good song. Welcome back. Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Gill. You guys with us. 215-592-9494. All right, your phone call is coming up. We have a great prize today. 4-pack of tickets to the Eagles draft party, sold out, by the way. We got a 4-pack for you today. Hugh's Clues. First clue today. Will we have our first clue? Cold weather animal?
Cold weather mammal.
Cold weather mammal. Your first clue today for Hugh's Clues. Yep, that's where we're at today. All right, lots to do on the show. Devin's going to join us at noon. She's, of course, covering the Phillies for us now at WIP. We'll get her thoughts on the team last night, the Topper situation. I am so disappointed he didn't come out of the dugout. That was a moment to spark the team, and he sat there like a zombie. Where do you come down on Topper? You're starting to second-guess him as Phillies manager. 215-592-9494. I do want to get to an Eagles hypothetical with the draft. Just a little over a week away, a trade I think they should offer today. Let's go to Thomas in Broomall. Hey, Thomas.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Hey, what's up, Thomas?
Hey, good. About Topper. Two questions. Would it be early enough to kind of let him go if they need to? Like, you know, like in the middle of the season. If it was the middle of the season, you would think that would be kind of late. Like if they want to go on a run, you think change in manager late in the season affects anything?
So last year the Mariners did it. They swapped out their manager for Dan Wilson. I think September, late August, and they did play better, but it was too little too late. So, Thomas, I do think sometimes it's, you know, these things could be too little too late. Like, there's not enough time to make up ground. Now, the I thought the Phillies, when they actually put Topper in 3 years ago, it was like the perfect time. It was late May, early June. So there was plenty of season left to get rolling. They actually did it right as they were about to face a soft part of their schedule. So they were able to get rolling with him. So, yeah, there's plenty of time. I don't know if that day is today, but Thomas, if this doesn't pick up in the next month or so, this conversation is just going to get louder.
And I have a Hugh's Clues thing, so, but also, so like we have nine games in 9 days. If their record is like 3-6 and we're playing the Mets, do you see any moves then?
So
in the Mets, nine games?
Yeah, if I had to guess, the next lever they're going to pull is call Crawford
the young, the young guy.
Yeah, call some of these prospects up. I mean, at some point, you know, Painter will be here. But I think that's probably the next lever, and if that doesn't work, I mean, at some point, there's a Topper lever they're going to pull.
Yeah, I think he has a pretty long leash, though.
Topper?
I think Topper does. You know, last night does not bode well for that, but I think he still has a long leash.
Assuming he's awake in the dugout for us to talk to him about this. All right,
Do you see,
go ahead, Thomas.
One last thing. Do you see Topper moving first, or do you see a legitimate move, like a trade or something in that, you know, standpoint? Do you see him getting fired or getting somebody?
Yeah, that's a good question. I mean, it's hard to make a real trade before late June, early July, right? Most bad teams don't even want to give up yet. They want to kind of pretend they're in it until June or July. So I think a manager switch is probably more likely to happen sooner, but a big trade is probably just more likely in general. Thomas, what's your guess? Hugh's Clues.
So I've been binge watching Everybody Loves Raymond, and I know Ray Romano was the voice of the Mammoth in Ice Age, so I'm going to say Mammoth.
Mammoth's a good guess.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Yeah.
No.
Not it?
No.
Thomas, good phone call.
Good phone call.
I did like I like the thought process there. I didn't know where he was going with Ray Romano. Everybody loves Raymond. Yeah. It's a funny show. I mean, I like it.
A few degrees removed from like anything with that, but
yeah, no, but he
maybe
worked
he was
his way back.
Baseball, like what was the pitcher's name?
Jordan Romano.
Maybe he was thinking that.
Well, I think he was just thinking of Ray Romano because he was the voice of the Mammoth in Ice Age.
Okay, maybe. Oh yeah, you said Matt. Okay, gotcha.
Yeah, that was his guess. Yeah.
That's not a bad guess though.
Again, it's a funny show. I didn't know how it applied to everything, but we got here. Warren in Gwinnett Valley. What's up, Warren?
And see it.
Sid.
The Sloth.
Sid the Sloth. Like Sid. What's up, Warren?
Hugh.
Yes.
Uno, dos, tres, cuatro, cinco.
hey, Warren, I can't get mad at that. I mean, because I screwed that up. And you know what the sad part about it is, Warren? I looked at the calendar.
He thought about it.
I
was looking right at it, and I said it. And as soon as I said it, I told Joe, I was like, damn, I messed
you
that up.
You failed an open book test.
Yes, I did.
You know,
is what just happened.
You passed the test for Philly's manager doing that. You could be the next Phillies manager. You passed the test.
You know what? Hugh is the next Phillies manager would be incredible content. I mean, we would rip this guy.
Oh, I'd kill him.
Hell, y'all rip me now. So what's the difference?
Yeah, but your post-game and pre-game press conferences, we would go to those. We'd ask you questions to rip you the next day.
I can't stand
you. And the ambiguity.
So you love statistics, right?
Yeah, of course.
So
not really.
One of the Philly statistics that you left out is Topper has a very low percentage of getting thrown out of games for standing up for his players. So I think you should get that statistic going north, don't you?
You know what? I think in the past people used to overdo it. Like some managers used to go too far. Like, yeah, I don't need you to get thrown out once a week. But now I actually think, Warren, it's gone the other way where we don't do it enough. Like these managers sit there. So, yes, I agree with you. I think once in a while you got to pick your moment. But when you feel like your team's in a tough spot, I think
it's
a little bit of a performative, sure. But it kind of shows the guys, I got your back. I'll take the heat tonight. I'll wear this one. You guys relax.
And it is a Philadelphia thing also. I mean,
yes.
our managers in the past, Fregosi and
Dallas Green, Larry Boa.
Once in a while.
Yeah, Larry Boa. I mean, yeah.
Boa. I mean, I like a good temper tantrum. I think that just says a lot to the fans that you got their back too.
Well, I think, and it's even go deeper, Warren. I even think in home games it hits more. It's like because you have the whole crowd there; they're upset,
excited. They get pumped.
Yeah, and everyone in the crowd yesterday realizes that pitch is 6 inches outside, and they pant the Topper in the dugout, and we don't know if he's alive in there. I mean, that's frustrating.
I have a guess for Hughes Clues,
okay,
and I have a minor league player also that might be able to be brought up,
okay.
Hugh, is it the feral wolf by any chance?
No, it's not, but that's a good guess.
I think you guys got Hugh thinking over here.
No, it's a good guess.
They got you
that's
spinning.
That's a really good guess.
You're reeling over here. They might guess this soon. All right, Warren, what's your minor league player?
I got one more. There's a minor league Phillies player that hasn't been discussed much, and he's had his ups and downs, and I think he's going to go on a run soon, and it's he's a shortstop, so he could replace Trey Turner, and it's Day Urrea.
You know, I'll be honest, I don't know much about him, but I'll look it up and see what he's doing. All right, so we'll check that out. Warren, we appreciate it, buddy. Good phone call there. I don't know much about him. Hugh, it's the good guess there. Now we've had some good guesses so far. This actually points to maybe this first clue was pretty good. People are kind of on to the idea.
No,
they're
listening.
Yeah.
Like, you know, listen, I know I'll take a lot of ridicule for some of the things I do and say and messing up dates and stuff. But
what was it, open book
people
test?
Are starting to understand where I'm coming from.
Okay.
I mean, it's okay. This is a long road, man, but I'm the only one on here hit eight-leg parlay. I'm the only one.
Oh, you're back to this?
I'm just saying. Okay.
What does nothing to do with anything?
No, it does. It has everything to do with everything.
It doesn't.
I believe in myself, even when nobody else does.
It's the worst.
Self-confidence, Douglas, over here. All right. Before we go any further, I want to talk about someone I know you believe in. Because, you called this guy the future multiple times last season. So there was a little bit of actually big NFL news over the weekend that kind of came out of nowhere. So the New Orleans Saints, who obviously Kellen Moore is their head coach now, story came out, and it's kind of weird because it happened in the offseason. Like, this is like, it was almost reported as if it just happened, but I don't know how it happened in the offseason. Either way, Derek Carr, who stinks, but he's, you know, he's their quarterback.
Yes.
He has a shoulder injury, and he might be out for the whole season, or like a large part of it. He's hurt, right? So they're now in trouble starting quarterback-wise entering the season. Now, the Saints could draft a quarterback. They have the ninth pick in the draft. But, Hugh, we have Tanner McKee here, who you know, showed flashes last year in the game he started, and the game he came in and relieved Kenny Pickett. And a lot of people, including I know you, like Tanner McKee.
Future. Caught him in the future.
Well, okay. So he could be the future something here. He's certainly the backup this season. But if I'm the Eagles, I'm calling the Saints, and I'm trying to take advantage of a situation that's bad. I mean, they have nobody. So I think Spencer Rattler is the only quarterback of note on their roster.
Spencer's been to a lot of schools.
He can't play either. So they need a quarterback. And Kellen Moore obviously has a relationship with Tanner McKee. If I'm the Eagles, I would call the Saints. And if they're willing to give me a day two pick, if they would give me their third round pick, I would trade Tanner McKee to the Saints, and I would draft another quarterback in this draft to back up Jalen Hurts. Hugh, would you trade Tanner McKee to the Saints? Would you offer McKee to the Saints for, let's say, a day two pick, third round pick, something like that? Where are you on that? Because I feel like that I could see why the Saints would be intrigued, but more there having worked with Tanner McKee for a season.
Okay, I'm going to long talk for a minute because I feel that I have to in this situation in particular because there are some things that happen before I give my take that I have to, you know, kind of let people understand where I'm coming from.
Okay.
Now, I know I messed up Cinco de Mayo and I sound crazy. I know that was a crazy one. That sounded crazy.
It did dash your credibility for the day.
And I know that people are a little bit hot at me for they feel like I'm making excuses, but I'm not.
Company man, they're saying.
Yeah, they're saying company man. I'm not a company man. But when we talking about this, just listen to what I'm about to say now, because I got laughed at and ridiculed this morning. I would trade Tanner McKee for nothing less than a first-round draft pick.
Like their number one pick.
Their number one pick. And let me tell you why.
How are you going to get that?
Okay, wait a minute. Let me tell you why. And this is maybe I'm crazy like a fox on this one, but this is why. Because Coach Goober had the possibility. Well, he was here all year long. He had the ability to see Tanner McKee every day at practice every day. He saw him every day. He knows what he has in his skill set. And on top of that, in that one sampling size, he came in and he played well. He knows this quarterback intimately. He knows his strengths and he knows his weaknesses. And if you're being honest, if he was in this draft now, he would probably be one of the top picks in the draft if he was in this draft with the skill set that he has. Wait a minute, before you jump all over me, Kyle, let me finish. Before you jump all over me,
I'm letting you go. I'm just giving you dirty looks.
No, yeah, because you're about to say I'm crazy. But I would because I know this guy. I know him and I know what he could do. And you don't have a whole lot anyway. And you could probably, I know you got to trade him and sign him, but it would probably be cheaper to sign him than it would be to get one of these quarterbacks that you have no clue what they're going to bring to the table.
Before I respond.
Kill him.
So I think part of the equation here. So, yeah, I misspoke this morning when we touched on this before the show. He has 2 years left on his contract at about $1 million a year. So that's a great contract for the Saints to acquire.
Yes.
But it's not quite. Like, if they draft Shedeur Sanders with the ninth pick, they get him for 5 years pretty cheap. You know what I mean? Like, this is just 2 years. Then they'd have to pay. They'd have to pay Tanner McKee within a year of trading for him. So I think that complicates what they would give up. But that's a lot to ask for a guy that played one game in the NFL. Like, I know we like Tanner McKee because part of it is we're crazy and we get into the preseason and training camp and we react to his preseason stuff. He's played one game.
Yeah, I know, but he looked pretty good.
To ask for a first-round pick for one game.
I would, because
a top-10 pick.
But this is a position of need.
I know.
And not only that, you know Tanner McKee. Coach Goober knows Tanner McKee. And he's had a chance. Like, here's the thing that I look at when I think of the draft. You have a short period of time to watch film and get to know some of these young quarterbacks before you draft them. That's why when the Commodores were thinking about taking the quarterback that they took them all three on a golf outing. And then they made their decision. And they were lucky, and they looked like they made the right one in Jaden Daniels. You've had the opportunity to work with Tanner McKee a whole year. I had a chance to talk to Tanner McKee. Tanner McKee's a smart young man. And not only that, I asked him this question that we're talking about right now because it was all hypothetical back then, but it's crazy how things tend to work out. And I asked him, if you had an opportunity to go to New Orleans and be the starter, would you go? He didn't know. At the moment when I asked him the question, he didn't know because he likes being here in Philadelphia and all this other stuff. But this is a position of need for this team, and he's somewhat familiar with him. That's why I say, if you want him, show me how bad you want him.
All right, so this would be, if Howie could pull this off, just put the statue up right now, because that's incredible. Actually, the concept you're bringing up reminds me of when the Eagles traded A.J. Feely, when Andy traded A.J. to Miami.
Mm-hmm.
And they ended up getting a high second-round pick for A.J. Feely, which is a steal, right? Like, A.J. just wasn't worth that. So I understand your lot. It just feels like a lot to ask. Like, I feel like if you ask them for a first-round pick, they're going to say no, and then there's no trade.
Hey, don't hurt to ask.
Well, I know. You could ask. I would do it for a third. Kyle, where do you come down? I mean, on the idea of, first of all, the concept, would you trade McKee to the Saints for a day two pick?
So, like, I would be beaming if we got a third. I mean, I think Hugh's off his rocker with getting a first-round pick for Tanner McKee.
Like, crazy like a fox!
Yeah, like, I mean, I think the whole thing about him being as talented as some of these top quarterbacks in the draft is not true. I mean, he was a six-round pick, and there's a pretty good reason for that. Kellen Moore might like Tanner McKee, but he might like him as more of, you know, what we had him here for, to be a project-type player that you let him sit back and learn from somebody who's more talented, and he'd be a good backup for you if he needed to come in eventually. If you're Kellen Moore, and this is your first opportunity to be a head coach, why would you want to stake your job to somebody like Tanner McKee, who's been a backup his entire career, as opposed to getting somebody out of the draft who is younger, is more controllable, is cheaper, or, you know, maybe cheaper for now, I guess I should say. But, like, he's your guy. Like, you're Kellen Moore, you're saying, no, I want to hitch my wagon to somebody that I like out of this draft, as opposed to Tanner McKee, who he's known was, I mean, Tanner McKee was a third stringer for the Eagles last year.
And a lot of people feel like he should have been a second stringer.
But the Eagles do now because they've traded Pickett away.
But how many of those people think that he should be a starting quarterback in the NFL? That's a huge leap right there.
Some people call him a third round, first round value.
Here's the thing that I feel about quarterbacks. When who was it? Kevin Cobb was here. The Arizona Cardinals traded him because they thought they had something in him. Unfortunately, it wasn't.
Wasn't he a second-round talent, though?
He was a second-round pick, and he had played more. He had gotten more run. But, now, he didn't get a lot, but he got
but that year,
he was named the starter, then he got hurt early.
This is what I believe when it comes to quarterbacks. It's all about you got to have some skill, no question about that. But it's all about the position that you're put in as well. Now, the reason why I say Kellen Moore might be a good fit is because he knows him. He knows his skill. He's more familiar with his skill set than he is with any other quarterback that's coming out in this draft.
But does he like his skill set enough to be a starting quarterback that he would want to hitch his wagon to?
If he likes him, if he's calling my phone, he likes him well enough to put him in that position. So why not ask for a first-round draft pick?
Well, because if you're the Saints, you're like, why on earth am I using a top-10 pick to go trade for somebody's backup right now?
Because
like, where you can easily get, like, if they called Howie, I guarantee you Howie would be willing to trade him for a third. I think everybody in the league knows that. Like, you're not going to get one over on Howie, or you're not going to give him a first-round pick.
That's what I'm saying. If you're calling my phone, and you're talking about, because we're talking about him being the starter, right?
Well, they don't have much.
So I think that's what we're talking about, right? Theoretically,
he could start there.
So if you're calling if I'm Howie, and the Saints are calling my phone, you're obviously calling because you think that he could be the starter for your
team. Yeah, but
when
he says your ninth overall pick, they're hanging up that phone.
This is the thing that I think you're missing. If you're calling my phone asking for Tanner McKee, he's probably going to be your starter. Like, you might want to hedge your bets and draft the quarterback, but you're calling because he's probably going to be the starter.
So
I'm asking for the first pick.
I think it's insane.
And
here's the other thing. There was people in this town who have questions about how good Jalen Hurts is because of the roster that he plays with. Tanner McKee had one game with the best roster in the NFL.
And he played well.
I hear what you're saying. But like I said, again, if you're calling my phone, and I'm a Howie, if I'm Howie and you're calling my phone, you're calling because you're inquiring about making him your starter because Derek Carr is not healthy.
So you're making them pay a tax.
I think
they're in a bad way.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
I'm taxing.
So let's get on the record here. So you would not trade him for a third round pick because you want more.
I want more.
I would trade him for the Saints third round pick right now.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean,
in a heartbeat.
That's a pretty high pick in the third round.
Absolutely.
The ninth pick. I would do that right now. And then I would draft a quarterback. The Eagles are in a position where Jalen Hurts reestablished himself this year, won Super Bowl MVP. Again, he wasn't great all regular season, but he was obviously good. And then what he did in the postseason, he's reestablished here. There's less doubt on Jalen Hurts. You could bring a young quarterback into the fold, develop him while Hurts is in his theoretical prime. That's what I would do. I like McKee. I'm not as McKeed up as everybody else.
No,
I haven't been.
Did Q talk to the guy for 20 minutes probably, and now all of a sudden he's McKeed up.
He's the future.
Excuse me. Only dude on this show to hit A-Lay Parlay. And I called this whole Taiwan Walker thing. So, I mean, who else better to throw it out there than
a lot of people. Are you the Tanner Whisperer now?
I'm just saying. Okay. If you were shooting for the moon, then shoot for the moon. I mean, if you're calling my phone, I'm going to see how bad you want them.
But they're diving in the deep end without knowing how to
insane.
Swim.
Yeah, I think we saw that the Eagles were lucky to have gotten a first-round pick for a former number two overall pick in Carson Wentz.
Still asking.
They're not getting it for Tanner McKee. They're just not. Especially number nine?
Still asking.
I mean, I'm telling you, if Howie pulls it off, we put the statue up tomorrow. 215-592-9494.
If they get that for Tanner, you talk about I told you so, Douglas.
Well, you know what?
You know, the good thing is I'm not worried about that because there's like zero world in which
we'll
this happens.
We'll have a whole day
you
for you.
You never know.
You know what? You could be assistant GM Douglas if you pull that off. I really want
to be the PR guy for the Sixers.
That's not working out for you, buddy. It's not.
If they get a first-round pick for Tanner, I'm shaving the mustache.
We could say any ridiculous thing because it's probably not going to happen.
That's right.
I would trade him. Would you trade Tanner for the Saints' third-round pick? I would.
You get a second for him? Take that same back for a second?
I think he'd be lucky to get a second. I think you might be lucky to get a third, to be honest with you.
You know what you could do? You could say, we'll take the 2025 second or 2026 second and kind of hope they're terrible. Because then that becomes almost like a late first, early second next year. Because as I look back to the A.J. Feely, the Eagles traded him at the end of 2003, like before the 2004 season, for a 2025 second round Dolphins pick. And that pick turned out to be like the third pick in the second round, you know, a year later. So you could do something like that. 215-592-9494. We'll throw that in the mix as well. The Phillies, Rob Thompson, are you beginning to second guess the Phillies manager? I am. I just feel like every move he's tried this year, it's not working out so far. And last night was an opportunity to spark the team, to send a message, to show some energy. I think most of us would have lost our mind on that umpire. And they panned that camera to Rob Thompson, and it was crickets. I mean, he was not – I thought he froze. I mean, he didn't move last night.
Yeah, he was in a daze.
He was in a daze. That's not where I want manager to be. 215-592-9494. That is how you hop aboard. Your phone call's coming up. We do have the four-pack of tickets. The sold-out Eagles 2025 draft party at Lincoln Financial Field, presented by Lincoln Financial Group. On the other side, your calls on McKee. Would you trade him to the Saints for a third rounder? What do you think of Hugh's idea to ask them for a number one, the number nine overall pick? And where do you come down on topper? Plus, coming up, our sports psychologist, Dr. Karp, he's going to join us next. And is it time for something to make its way into baseball? Was last night the final straw for some people? 215-592-9494. It's the Midday Show on Sports Radio 94 WIP. During the NBA play-in tournament, FanDuel, in partnership with Valley Forge Casino, is giving all new customers a shot at $250 in bonus bets. Join FanDuel today. You'll get started with $250 in bonus bets if your first $5 bet wins. From three-pointers to steals to assists, FanDuel has so many ways to bet your favorite player props. Plus, after the game tips off, you can even combine live prop bets into a same-game parlay for a chance to win big. Visit FanDuel.com/GIGLIO to get in all the NBA play-in tournament action. FanDuel, official sports betting partner of the NBA. FanDuel Sportsbook is the official partner of 94 WIP.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I feel like this is an attack on me.
No, I think it's for Topper. I think we're breaking Topper up. You feeling attacked?
Yeah, a little bit.
Why?
Because I'm drunk or asleep for my Tanner McKee take.
No, I don't think you're asleep. Well, no, I mean, I'd love to get a first round pick for Tanner McKee.
Or swap pick. Maybe you can swap the picks.
All right, so you're talking Tanner and 32 for number 9?
Yeah.
I'm in.
I mean, of course I'm in, but the Saints aren't going to do that.
They might.
Maybe he was talking into existence. I don't know.
He's not.
Like I always do.
I'll take a third round pick for him.
A-leg parlay.
Don't care.
What does that have to do with this trade? What does that
don't
have
care.
To do?
I need that to end.
All right.
Can you put in? Can you put in another 8-leg parlay?
I hit 7 and 8 last week.
We have to do it. We have to do this every day. Right. I can't take it anymore.
Between the Cinco de Mayo and the other stuff that I got to bounce
your
back.
Your credibility after Cinco de Mayo.
No, dude, the YouTube comments today are all coming.
Oh,
in
they roasted you.
You is getting.
I bet. When I announced the BG thing on May 5th, day after Cinco de Mayo. No, it's not.
You know what the worst part about it is? I said it with confidence.
I know. Oh yeah, full confidence.
I said it with conviction, and then I said, "Damn it, you didn't. It wasn't right."
All right,
this too shall pass. You know, tomorrow.
It's only 11:30.
I just got to get past the day.
It's really today. It's not as much about the gaffe of the calendar. It's more about your Phillies takes. And Hughes clues, of course.
By the way,
like the Phillies, what do you mean? That was some awesome takes.
Oh, you're a company man. No.
Oh, definitely not.
You've been labeled a company man. It's tough to come back from that label.
No, it is. Yeah. I've been fired from the company. What are you talking about? I've been fired. Ain't nobody on there. Can't nobody on there call me a company man because ain't none of them probably been fired.
Especially wearing a suit.
I got fired on a suit day. What are you talking about?
All right, before we go any further here, Hugh, clearly everyone needs a second clue. We have a great prize giveaway today, a 4-pack of tickets to the sold-out Eagles 2025 draft party at The Link, presented by Lincoln Financial Group, Thursday, April 24th, 7 p.m. We'll be there starting at 6, doing the live draft show all the way through the Eagles pick. All right, Hugh, clue number 2 is?
This is an inappropriately named mascot.
Okay, so we have a cold weather mammal.
Yes.
And it's an
inappropriately named mascot. Inappropriately.
All right, inappropriately named mascot. Clue number two. All right, let's get a phone call here, and then we got to talk about something else that really came to mind yet last night when watching Topper not do anything and watch JT flipping out. Christy in Newcastle. Hey, Christy.
Hey, how are you guys?
Christy,
hey,
how you doing? What's up? How are you?
You know, I must really love you guys. I'm sitting here trying to work, and I've been on hold for an hour. So thank you for taking my call. I really appreciate you guys.
Well, thank you for listening and being patient, and we're happy to have you
thank
on the show.
You. Thank you for loving
so
us.
So I actually think that the umpire's calls last night are the least of our worries right now. I think that over half of our lineup are not producing at the plate. I think that Rojas is a huge problem in center field, along with Marsh. I really think that Bryce, half the time, looks like he's half asleep. I mean, he looks unkempt. He's not even trimming his hair, his beard. I mean, they just look unkempt and sluggish.
There it is.
And I really just think that, you know, I don't even know. I'm supposed to go to the game this Friday, mm-hmm. and I'm thinking to myself, I'm not even excited to go because this is an absolute abysmal start to the season.
You're going.
And something needs to be done rather quickly because it's awful to watch.
Yeah, it's not good, and it's gone on for too long, over a week now. And Christy, your thought on the sluggishness, I feel that too. They just feel like they're in a malaise, and that's why, you're right, like the call last night is a small thing in the big picture. But that's why I wanted Topper to go out there and at least show some energy, fire them up, because they all look half asleep. Maybe they're taking cues from Topper sleeping in the dugout, but they all look like they're going through the motions, and that's not what you want in April of a long season.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I say Schwarber gets back up top. We return to the lineup that we were using.
Go back to the way it used to be.
Year. Yeah.
Enough and worrying about this chasing. Swing for the fences. Let's hit some bombs here, Hugh.
Christy, I'm curious. Did you already buy your tickets for the game?
I did.
Oh, you're going to the game, baby.
I have 12 people going Friday.
Oh, yeah, Christy. You're going to bite the bullet on that one. You're going to the game.
But she might boo when she's there.
You can boo. You can definitely boo. But you got to go to the game.
I'll definitely boo. I'm going to throw my popcorn and everything out on the field if they.
That's
start
a lot
that
of money, man, for tickets in this economy. You got to go.
Yeah,
you got to go.
You let them hear it, though, if they're struggling.
I got to go, right?
You got to go. You got to go. And it's Friday.
Yeah, it's a good night.
Just get you some.
Oh,
nice
City Connect. City
yeah,
Connect.
Just get you some nice adult beverages, and just get
plenty of those.
Yeah, and just boo.
Well, the team will dictate that. Yeah. If they play like crap, you'll boo. All right, Christy, what do you got for Hughes Clues? What's your guess?
I'm gonna say a beluga whale.
Beluga whale.
That's the second time this week we've heard beluga whale.
Well, these are because of your clues. I mean, they're guessing that. Christy,
wait,
not
trying
it.
To say like my clues suck or something.
Appreciate the phone. No, I didn't. That's not what I meant. I just meant you're leading people
hold
down.
Hold on, Kyle. I saw that. Don't do that. See, you see,
beluga
Kyle,
whale path.
What do I do? I saw it. I just
so
saw what you
what?
Did. You was like, yeah. Like, you was like, like my clues suck. Yeah, I saw that. I saw that.
You see that in my face now?
But sometimes.
Because no, I looked over. I knew you was going to say
it's the visual
smart.
Version of,
You act like, where are these guesses coming from? You're leading people down these paths.
No, I think you're just defensive. I mean, you saw me make a normal look that I always make.
First of all,
jumping on.
I give great guesses.
Clues.
Second of all, I give great. I forgot what second of all was. I am not a company man. That I resent that. I resent
right.
that.
Here's a question. Who's more in their own head? Alec Bohm or Hugh right now? You're more in your head than Bohm.
No, I ain't no company, man. My job. Yeah,
it's certain
comments that people make, man, they kinda
The commitment issues
the commitment. Yeah,
we're all a little sensensitive about the YouTube thing
today.
I told you the YouTube
the
thing
floodgates are open.
Was gonna take,
we're all getting cooked.
Hugh needs to adjust to the YouTube thing. First he was waving to people on camera and talking to them. Now he's in his own head. It's an adjustment.
I knew, you know what's funny? Because I knew when I came in here this morning, because I knew where we were probably gonna go. Mm-hmm. And I was like, watch these folks. I'm going to try to explain to the best of my ability. And I'm going to get called a company man. I'm not. I'm trying to explain stuff. But nobody wants to hear it.
From the perspective of the company.
It's really true.
Well, that's what it sounds like. All right, 215-592-9494. Dr. Karp coming up. Our sports psychologist here to help us with the bone thing in a few minutes. Last night, though, I did, you know, it was a lot of reaction on the call. Because while I'm annoyed that Topper didn't go out there and you know, get himself tossed and argue. Hugh, it did point back to eventually we're going to have robot umpires, and that would have been a call that the robots would not have missed.
I mean, no.
that would have been a, like, even if they do the challenge system like they tried in spring training, that would have been an easy challenge. Like, no yelling, no nothing. It would have been like, all right, come on, challenge that, fix it, and let's move on here. Did last night make you more excited for robots?
Did well. I guess yes, because
excited we got for robots.
feels like a leading question. I was about to say,
I mean, that's
because
what it is.
Basically that's. I mean, I hate that I'm gonna say this, but it needs to be said, because that's basically what Topper was last night. He was a robot. He didn't do nothing.
Yeah.
So I mean, it was like, you know, you might as well get ready for him. The person that made the most think about it was the guy that got struck out.
And he could have challenged.
He could have challenged. Yeah.
If that was in place.
Definitely.
Kyle, are you more in on the I guess the ABS system? You don't want to call it robots, whatever. The automated ball strike system, challenge system.
So like I was a very anti robot umps guy.
Mm-hmm. You need it. You want it now, don't you? Because of last night.
It's not necessarily because of what happened last night. I've seen umps blow calls like every game. It was the whole, like, my whole thing was, I love when somebody comes running out of the dugout ready to bite the ump's head off. I love when Kyle Schwarber freaks out at the plate, like, makes a big demonstrative scene out there. It's nobody's doing it anymore. Rob Thompson just sat there and watched. Like, if that's not going to happen, then there's no reason for me to not want the robot umpires anymore. At this point, just get the call correct. Like, if we're not going to have fun with it and we're not going to have arguments, nobody's going to be spitting in another guy's face like Charlie Manuel and Larry Boa used to do, then there's no point anymore. Like, if I would just rather the best thing for the game to go, to be implemented.
It hurt you to say that. I could see that in
it did, man. It hurt I don't want the freaking stupid robots, but now, like, it's they've just beaten me down.
I remain anti-robot, but you make a fair point. I mean, it's almost like Topper was acting as if the ABS system was in place, like someone was going to challenge it. I don't got to go out there.
And then it didn't make it no better when you sitting in the press conference and you say, it was outside.
He didn't even. It wasn't like,
all right, hold up. Okay, dog. So
I would have felt better if he said, from my angle, I couldn't really tell. You know, because football coaches say that all the time. I got to watch the tape because they're on the sideline. They don't see everything.
That's how you say it when you don't know for sure.
No, he knew.
Yeah.
He knew it was an egregious call, and he sat there.
It punch drunk. Punch drunk. That's the word I was
looking
for.
How am I supposed to feel good that my manager's punch drunk?
I'm not saying you're supposed to feel good. I'm telling you what it looked like it was.
This is Rocky seeing three of them. And I got Mick here, so I hit the one in the middle. I mean, like, this is not good. We got to wake up.
He was punch drunk, man.
That's not what I want.
You think this is okay? It's April, April 15th.
First of all, I never.
He'll be punch drunk on April 15th.
See, this is why. It's hard to talk to you people, especially you baseball fans, because you get mad about everything.
Yes.
You just get mad.
We took the pledge. Man, seriously.
And this is how we know you didn't.
I did take the pledge, sir.
No.
I did. Tonight.
What about tonight?
Bounce back. Who's on the mound? Wait a minute.
We got Lizardo tonight.
Okay. Yes, bounce.
And they have Verlander, who's old now, so. Actually, could be a bounce back.
I'm going to put it out there before I wait a minute. What am I? Okay, yeah, we're good.
Yeah, it's a good pitcher. All right, 215-592-9494. All right, so we mentioned earlier we're going to have a doctor on here. So the Alec Boehm situation is clearly a mess, right? He's in his own head. Home cooking did not help. And we thought, all right, maybe it's time that we bring on a doctor. So we're gonna talk to... I believe Dr. Christopher Karp is about to call in here. And Dr. Christopher Karp. Yeah, he's a sports psychologist. And we're going to talk to him, especially, look, it's a whole team, but especially Boehm. I need answers here from Dr. Karp. Maybe he can help us. Oh, let's bring him on. Here he is now, Dr. Christopher Karp, a sports psychologist. Doc, are you there? Welcome to the show, doctor.
Good morning, Joe, and good morning, Hugh. Pleasure to be on with you guys.
Hey, Doc, how you doing today?
All right, Doc, we got problems here. We got real problems with the Phillies. Underperforming, and nobody's more underperforming than Alec Boehm. Doctor, can you help me on this?
Well, if Kyle could set the mood for us now with a little soothing music.
Wait, Kyle, what are we doing here?
Music? I mean, is that a flute? Is that Yanni?
All right, Doc, what are we doing? What the heck are we doing about Boehm? We're in a funk.
Well, Joe, we're trying to heal, and you hear the flutes and the tin whistles and the chimes, and this is how you heal.
I mean, heal? Now, he's throwing fits out there, Doc. I mean,
he's trying to get you to be calm.
Me?
Well. The purpose of this, the premise is to be calm.
All right.
Calming music,
I,
you know.
I think you's on the right track here.
I've been to therapy before. I know what this
we
is.
We acknowledge that Alec could be a little funky right now, but we know he's trying to do his best out there.
Yeah, but it's a distraction. Dr. Carpies, he's throwing fits, he's slamming his helmet down. It feels like it's hurting the team here.
I don't see it as a real problem right now.
You don't see it as a problem? Doctor, you're blind?
It's the same thing that we've had other great athletes here. This happened with Ben Simmons, and that turned out fine.
Fine? Yeah,
very fine.
What world are you living in, Doctor?
Joe?
What in the world?
Not everyone responds to reactionary discipline. We failed here a few times with our star players. You take a Ben Simmons. He fizzled here and burned out in Brooklyn, and now he's found a nice, comfortable fit with the Clippers. Ben seems happy now. We need Alec to get to that
what?
Point.
Where did we find this guy, Kyle? I asked you to book a psychologist for Boehm, and then who is this?
You need to take a page out of the man sitting next to you.
Be calm.
I think this is what Topper's doing. It's important not to panic. He's not panicking, and Marsh needs a blow, and who among us really doesn't need a blow, a mental blow, a physical blow? I know Hugh likes a blow.
What are we doing here?
Inhale. Inhale, Joe.
What are we talking about?
And just blow. Blow it out. Not down there. Blow it up. Exhale. I believe that Alex suffers from functional fictionalism. He believes the team is a flat tire, and he thinks that he's the only one can help because he identifies as a tire iron.
Yeah, we're totally off the rails at this point. This is a joke.
My first suggestion for Alec would be to hang a dream catcher in his window or maybe over his locker. Now, I haven't been in contact with the Phillies, so I don't know if they tried this yet.
Wow, a dream catcher. That's what we're doing.
Or a blow.
Or that, yeah.
It's like my patient Bill. He's a plumber. He had this issue. I said to him, ice crystals. And he said, I can put the crystals in the toilets. Bam. Cleaned them right up.
All right, doctor, as a doctor, what would you prescribe professionally? Like, for real? Like, what would you prescribe this guy?
Alex is a little anxious, a little tense. I'd prescribe 4 millimeters of bloxamine, 20 push-ups, and 2 Hail Marys, and then maybe treat himself to a nice milkshake.
A milkshake. Great.
And what is bloxamine?
Are you breathing, Joe?
No.
Take it in.
Trying.
We did the same thing for Mr. Sweeney on Hancock Street. He's doing great now. He only hits himself in public occasionally.
This is not making me feel any better, Dr. Carter.
Needed.
Not working.
Maybe the team and Alec get together and may burn one of his bats. Burn an old bat. Burn a new bat. Burn a blue bat.
Oh, not the blue bat. That's
burn
a shame.
An actual bat. That's a rat with wings.
This is a joke.
Maybe Alec quits baseball altogether, joins the military. We can always use a few good men.
Yeah, I'm not sure he's cut out for that. We need hitters here, Dr. Carp.
Yeah, Dr. Carp.
Hitters.
I think our time has arrived. We're done for today.
Good. It's about time.
Joe, are you still good for Thursday?
No. What are you talking about?
You said you need some help.
No.
You need to relax.
You wanted to talk about that nail biting.
No, Dr. Carp, no. I want nothing to do with this, doctor. Get him off. Get enough of this.
All right, that's a $25 copay. We take Venmo.
Get him out of here.
That's enough.
Blue Cross.
All right, we'll see Dr. Carp. Dr. Carp is
no
a
coupon.
Total quack. Dr. Carp, thank you, but no.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBnetwork.com/stream.
Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
I don't think we got anywhere.
No, we actually went backwards then with that whole process.
Relax, man.
Relax.
A little bit.
You're siding with Dr. Karp?
No, I'm just saying.
Did you hear some of that stuff?
You guys do tend to come in a little hot. A little bit.
Well, someone has to have a pulse because the manager around here obviously does not. We all can't be do-nothing Douglases when there's issues around.
I don't do well with the calming stuff.
No,
like when you brought the lavender in.
The music was like the lavender of audio.
Sets me off.
That I could see why you associate. Are you a patient of Dr. Karp?
No. I never got it when I had the lavender.
You made Kyle upset.
Lavender had the opposite effect on Kyle.
Well, then we got the emails. We got the emails about too much perfume.
That wasn't about me, though.
I didn't think it was, but I made sure you knew about it.
Wait a minute, Kyle. I heard that. Do you hear that? You see that?
What did you say?
Nothing.
I think next time we needed it for you. Okay. Need a blow.
The blow was funny.
I thought we'd get somewhere with that situation, and we went backwards here. 215-592-9494. Black Gritty is up next. What's up, Black Gritty?
You are the dumbest, smartest person in America. I don't know how you do it, bro. It's a vivacity of what you do on this radio station.
What do you mean what
so
I do?
First of all, Tanner Time is a first-round pick, and you put it back to 2026 or second round. If it ain't first or second, I ain't picking up the phone with you. You got that right.
Try to tell
me. We was on Tanner Time. They all out here, Mariota, pick it, little tiny hands. Nah. The Mormon missile been protected.
The Mormon
in that third
missile.
Spot.
That's
and
crazy.
He is guaranteed bona fide first or second, or we ain't picking up the phone.
Yeah, I ain't picking up the phone.
He's played one game.
I don't care. How bad you want?
How many games you played in the NFL?
Zero. And I'm going for no picks.
And you no picks. You don't know nothing. And Kyle don't know nothing.
First round picks? You guys are good and drunk.
He about to let me have it about that single mile thing.
Look, Yeah, that's right. Exactly. Now, Company Hugh, what you want to do?
Wait, wait, Company Man.
Well, Topper's just down here. Topper ain't just, I'm tired of Topper. I don't need you to charge the mound, bro, but I need you to do something. You sitting over there just like you got neutered. You're just a puppy. What are you doing? I'm sick and tired. Like, you know what? Bryce, thank you for choosing me. You can't tell the guy, hey, maybe not do the bat thing tonight, bro. We're in a little bit of a slump. Can we use a regular bat? Can we use the missile bat? Can we use a bat that hits balls, okay? Can we do something like that? Again, thank you for choosing me, Bryce. Congratulations on the baby. But my goodness gracious, Topper, I'm sick and tired of this country music band team. I need some salt and pepper. It's all salt. It's all Celtic salt. Can I get some pepper? Can I get some hot sauce in this team? Can I get somebody with a pulse or attitude that wants to change their mind, okay? The only Sosa I got is out there in the field or in the bullpen. I need some flavor on this team. It is all Brycetown. It is all, look. It's a real soft team right now, and I need somebody to change the aux cord up in here and get me some life in this thing. Because Topper should have been gone. There's a reason you ain't never been a manager in 92 years of baseball, okay? There's a reason why you've been a co-pilot sitting in the trunk for a lifetime of baseball. And he got one shining moment, got lucky, took us to a World Series, and after that has done no adjustments, had no fire, no nothing. I'm just going to stick with my guys and let them go out there. And whoever wants to be a leadoff, I'm not going to change anything. It took America to get Turner to have a one shining moment and turn his life around. My manager couldn't do it. Your job is to make people feel good. But all you do is let them do what they want to do. And that's why they love you, Topper. He has got to go. And Dombrowski, this is your last move before you got to get out the door. Because, again, a lot of Celtic salt and country music up on this team. I'm trying to say it in a nice way possible. But my goodness gracious. Something's got to change.
It.
I need some flavor.
We need, they need flavor. They do need flavor. They need spice. They need something. It's not working. Black Gritty, what do you got? What's your guess for Hughes Clues? What are you thinking?
And again, Hughes Clues is the trash panda of American game shows I've ever heard in my life. You are the worst person in America when it comes to
taking
Hughes
a lot of heat today.
Getting crushed.
You're getting all the heat. I looked on YouTube. They got flamethrowers out in there, and they cooking you down to the bone, brother. They cooking you down.
I don't care.
Okay, I know you don't care. Petty Hugh, what are you going to do? First of all, my answer's wrong, but I just want to take a shot at Joe Giglio because I know that he hates Christmas. I know that Hugh Douglas loves the holidays, and loves Christmas. And I don't know if it's a mammal, but it's a cold-weather animal, and it's a reindeer, but it's probably a bear cat. I don't know what you're talking about because you're a crazy individual. Have a great day. Tanner times a first or nothing.
You guys are nuts. Black Gritty, good phone call there. You're getting cooked everywhere, by the way. He said, so reindeer was his guess?
Yes, it was.
Why did he peg me as hating Christmas? I love, who doesn't like Christmas?
No, he was trying, I I'm not a big fan of Christmas.
Yeah.
But he was projected.
Grinch Douglas.
Yeah, that's what they say. It's
well,
not true.
I mean, you kind of were grinchy.
Well, because it's a money grab. Let's call Christmas what it is.
But it is what you make it.
It's a money grab.
That's all right.
I mean, it's not. It's not all right.
It's fun.
And then you get people that ungrateful individuals that don't like their Christmas gifts.
This is sensitive.
No. That,
I mean, that's what this is. You're scarred.
I mean, I'm just saying.
we could all see through this. I don't need to be licensed like Dr. Carp. I don't even know if he is licensed.
There's no way he's licensed.
Like, I don't need to be that smart to pick up on this. You're sensitive about it.
I'm having a rough day. I'm having a rough one.
You know who's having a rough one? Topper, wake up in the dugout. I can't believe what I saw last night. That pitch is 7 inches outside, and he's standing there. When they pan to him, my mind melted. Like, stand up, scream, yell. He sat there like nothing was going on, and it drove me absolutely crazy. 215-592-9494. After the game, Topper said, that he second-guessed himself, which was unprompted, about a pinch-hitting thing he did in the sixth inning or didn't do. Are you starting to second-guess Rob Thompson as Phillies manager? I am. It just feels like every button the guy pushes this year, it's not working. I appreciate the effort, but like something's got to work here at some point. Otherwise, what are you doing there? We'll get all your phone calls, Hughes Clues, your guesses, as we're giving away a great prize, a 4-pack of tickets.
4-pack.
To the sold-out. There's no tickets available anywhere except right here. Sold out Eagles 2025 draft party at the Link.
Better get to thinking.
Well, you better get to guessing and thinking. We'll come back, your phone calls and all this. Devin Caney will also join us. She's been covering the Phils as she does now for WIP. Her thoughts on Topper and everything else with the Phils going on right now. That's next. Your calls. It is the Midday Show on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
You know, Easter is just around the corner. You know what that means. It's time to elevate your celebrations. with the unbeatable flavor of Hatfield ham. So when you're planning your Easter grocery shopping list, remember, add the delicious tradition that is Hatfield ham. If you want to put some more pork on your fork, grill up a juicy and delicious marinated pork tenderloin served with a side of bacon Brussels sprout salad. Bacon Brussels sprout salad, that's hard to say. That the possibilities are endless. Visit simplyhatfield.com for recipes and a retailer near you and find your flavor with Hatfield.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today.
And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.